how much we're gonna divulge.
Yeah, no, just, you know, in recent events, unfortunately, I had chopped the tip of my pinky in my left hand, my playing hand, yesterday, and it is not there anymore. So I got a big old bandage, spent 4 hours in the hospital yesterday at Botsford, getting it all stitched up, and now I got to play Arts Beats and Ace tomorrow.
Right, so we're dedicating a going away party
for we're going to bury it, the little, you know, I saved
it.
Oh,
man.
No,
wow.
I didn't say
that. No, I'm not tripping at all. I'm just, that is something else. People, if you're just not sure what you just heard, yes, indeed. That is, in fact, what Jason said. You guitarists, you heard him right. The pinky of his fretting hand taint there anymore. He's up here playing this Les Paul, slung just about medium height, without a pinky. So, a moment of silence for Jason's pinky. Other than that, I want to give a big shout out to the Split and thank them for their time here today. I want to let them take us out with their lead song, Leave a Light On. And yeah, we are definitely burning through equipment. We use it on a weekly basis. Are we up?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to give it to the Split. We want to get their title track, Leave a Light On, and say thank you and farewell to Jason's pinky.
Farewell.
Jason Long.
It's the farewell show tomorrow.
Joe does, and Ron, Mike Nagy on bass. This is the Split. Check them out tomorrow at Arts Beats and Eats, the fourth stage.
Come check out my hand. Say hello to it.
Take us out, fellas.
What do you have to prove that you need to know? You and me have to show that you choose not to go.
You're tuned in to WHFR Dearborn. I hope you've enjoyed this Motor Live archive of The Split. Folks, as promised, new music from The Split. Now playing, well, playing now, Lift and The Good Life. Enjoy the new music, The Split. Joining us next week, Jason Longuski. From The Split, talking about these new tracks, what's to be expected in the new year, where you can get this music, and when they'll be back in Studio J, all this and more. But right now, Lift and The Good Life, right here on WHFR, the only station making waves.
Such a mess like this, and it's killing me inside. Visions of that night, I shouldn't have left, I confess. Never will I forget the sound of the wreck and the terror in my eyes. The darker side of life. That your innocence has died. There's nowhere for you to hide. Taking the steps and making amends for the things I tried to keep inside of my head. I can make you see this means everything.
Break me down. Only love can lift these clouds.
wishing this all would just go away.
Brand new music right there from The Split. That was Lift and The Good Life. But now, as promised, we take you now to our interview with Kat Bill. I'm telling you, this young lady, wow, she's something special. She really is something special. It's been one of the better parts of being a DJ, getting to know somebody who is something about more than just the music. I guess you could just say she's operating on another plane. And I hope you get out to see her, because you'll understand. You just can't explain it. She's somebody, her kids, the way she conducts herself in this world, it's a fortunate thing, and the people in her life are fortunate to have her, and the music that she makes, you should invest in this music and find out for yourself what I'm talking about. So tune in now, listen, and then visit a Reverb Nation. I always get that wrong. Reverb Nation, and all these social media sites you're about to learn about. This is Cat Peel right here on the station making waves. Folks, you're tuned into WHFR 89.3, the only station making waves. This is your host, The Hallmark. On the line with me is Cat Bill, a young lady I met at the out in Hamtramck a few years ago on New Year's Eve. And what was the name of that bar? Was it the New Way?
Yes, I believe so. The New Way.
Okay. And it was just a great time. Went out to see Seven Layers. Leo Barak, and he said, come on by. He has stopped by one night at a function WHFR was doing down in Eastern Market. And he said, if you really like funk music, you ought to come by and see my band. We're playing New Year's Eve. And I'm like, okay. He struck me as a really cool guy, and I went by and put on a great show on a New Year's Eve. And yeah, and there was so much going on, young ladies eating fire and just having a great time, me and my wife. And there was this young lady out there singing her heart out, country music, and it was country rock, and I'm having a great time. And I just had to come up and approach her and say, hey, you did a really great job tonight. I'm with the radio station. And there you were. And now here you are. So, folks, yes, Cat Beal.
It was a lovely evening. And I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to meet you. And it was a great night, wasn't it?
It was. And
it was a lot of fun.
I just had to be true to my word because I was just getting back into radio that year, and I just knew I wanted to feature you, and I was not going to just let you slip away. And there was another band playing that night that is no longer performing that I wanted to feature them. And I got Seven Layers on Motor Live Drive at 5, and I'm bound and determined to get you on just as soon as I can.
Well, I would be honored. And, you know, there are so many amazing local bands and local artists that are just out there doing it every day. And I feel very fortunate to be a part of the music family in Detroit. It is a very close-knit community and network of people, and they all support each other, and it's beautiful.
And the next album is, we're looking at a release date in 2016, yes?
Yes, absolutely. We're actually, they have a pre-nomination for 5 categories for Detroit Sunrise, which is out there on our Reverb Nation website. If you just do reverbnation.com/catbeal, that is where you will find Detroit Sunrise, and we're really proud of that one. And we wrote it right before we went on tour, and we were headed to New York at the time, and we debuted that one on a little video that we did in Metro Airport because we wanted to sing it in Detroit before we went to New York.
Well, fantastic. We got to get that on right after this interview, and I'm about to go get that now, so people will know just who it is we're talking about, just what it is we're talking about. And
thank you.
We got to support local. We got to support Cat Bill.
Yes.
And folks,
all of our fellas and ladies out there doing it. Yes.
Now, so people can put a face to this voice, where can people learn more about you? Facebook?
Oh, yeah, Facebook, if you just look up Cat Beal. And I'm on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on, as I stated, the Reverb Nation.
Let me interrupt you real quick.
Page, we're on Spotify.
Let me interrupt you real quick. Folks, let's be clear. Cat, K-A-T.
Yes, 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 K-A-T.
K-A-T,
B as in boy, E A L. Okay? K A T B E A L. Cat Beal. All right? Just like there you have it. Look her up. You're about to hear Detroit Sunrise.
Yes.
Right after we finish chitter chattering our little hearts out, because I've been digging this young lady for years now. I got her CD that night. That was a few years back, but new music, fresh music, and an upcoming release this year, which means that she's going to be coming in to Studio J. I'm twisting her arm publicly.
I would love to do our brand new one live on your show, actually.
This is what I'm talking about. This is why I've been harassing her for months and months and months, saying, I've been bad, saying, I'm calling you back. And I disappear working for weeks at a time. But I always meant well. I always meant well. I always meant well. And now here we are talking, so I can get you out here for the world to hear you. And now we're about to play Detroit Sunrise. And again, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, where else?
We have interviews we were on, if you look on YouTube, we have some videos of us on the Channel 7, Channel 4 News. Over the summer, we did Downtown Hoedown in Detroit, and we debuted Detroit Sunrise live at Sunrise in Detroit on Channel 4 News. So that was a huge blessing to us. And we were played on out of Fort Huron, which is my hometown, Lexington.
Represent.
Yeah, so I was really happy.
Okay, now Kat, what I find interesting is that you don't just do country, but you keep it real interesting. You've branched out quite a bit. Tell the folks about what all you've done in addition.
I've worked with the Prophets, and I've also worked with Solistic, who are very well-known, excellent artists in Detroit. So that was very fortunate, as well as writing some really unique styles of music that aren't necessarily within the country genre, but definitely can cross over extremely different from the first album. So I'm excited about that.
So how many albums have you done now?
This is the second one, but in between we have written about 20 other songs that weren't on an album. They just were written and released as singles. So we probably have a full third album just from single releases.
Oh, okay. So prolific. You're out there.
Yeah, we're just having fun. Just writing and touring and doing whatever we want.
That's a good thing. How long have you been out there? How did you get started?
Well, I've always written poetry. I was a writer since I was extremely young. Always writing and painting and things when I was a child. And then I was in the church choir. And I wrote some songs in Nashville that were sang by other artists that hit the national charts. One of them was called Me and Emily, I wrote. And it was performed by Rachel Proctor, and it went number 2 on the national chart. Once I realized that I could write a song of that caliber, I started to record other demos for other national artists. I was recording a couple of my demos for Gretchen Wilson, and I met an incredible producer who was doing the demo work for me down in Nashville, and he said, you know, Kat, you ought to just sing these songs yourself. Don't be giving these songs away. Nobody. So I followed my heart and God's will and his advice, and we recorded our first album. So we pulled the band together, and we started touring and doing all the fun local shows that we could, and we were able to start collaborating on some new music together. So that's where we're at right now.
And for those of you who have been Cat Bill fans, point your friends to today's podcast and tune them in to WHFR.FM and say, this is the young lady I've been telling you about. This is the Instagram, the Facebook, the Twitter that I've been wanting you to hear, tune into, and get you some more Cat Bill, get you some Detroit Sunrise, and know what you need to be listening to. Cat Bill.
Thank you very
much. All right. Thank you so much for sharing great music. Keep writing, keep sharing, keep sharing your positivity. You are such a positive, uplifting person.
Well, thank you. It is contagious, and it is always appreciated when you get that vibe from other people, and I do get that vibe from you, so thank you.
And my wife got that from you. That's why she was talking about you and asking, and that's why it was always a matter of gotta go back and stay true to what got me into this radio thing. And here you folks again, Cat Bill, Detroit Sunrise. Here's been the chitter chatter. My mouth's closed. Here's Cat Bill's music, Detroit Sunrise. Thank you, Cat.
Thank you, sir.
The rain is coming down, ooh, yeah, and making you feel so low. You got no money, got no lover, now he's gone. You got no one to call your own. But it's a Detroit Sunday morning, baby, you got to carry on, carry on. But mama, mama, don't you worry when you buy. One day, light slim.
You just heard new music from Cat Bill, Detroit Sunrise. Yes, what a beautiful voice. Can absolutely do country anytime she wants to. And yet, so much more. That's the beautiful thing about WHFR. We can bring you alternative variety in so many ways. So one of the reasons that, at least I'm telling myself, that we got the split to release new tracks to us is because I've been playing Tron as much as I have, because I've been digging what they've been doing. And crossing my fingers that Jackie Stahl and the White Russians may be coming our way soon, because really been feeling their last visit, and new music is on the way from them. So we're going to support Jackie and the Russians, these Russians anyway, always. Just a great bunch of fellas. Just a great bunch of fellas. Talented as the day is long, and just as nice as you ever want to meet. So we're looking forward to their return. We're looking forward to their music. And what better way to stir the pot than to reach back and share their music once again. Here they are, Jackie Stahl and the White Russians from Studio J.
Jackie Stahl and the White Russians are about to do a track from this EP, Used. This is Youngblood on Motor Live Drive at 5.
So I'm standing on the corner, yellow ribbon in her hair. I couldn't stop myself from calling, looky there, looky there, looky there, young blood, yeah, young blood, young blood. I can't get you out of my mind. Tried to look, but I was fractured. I tried to walk, but I was lame. I tried to talk, but I just stuttered. What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? Youngblood. Yeah, Youngblood. Youngblood. I can't get you out of my mind. She looks so tough. Mm-hmm. Followed her all the way home. Things went bad. I met her dad. He said, "You better leave my daughter alone." The song, and all along my heart was calling. You're the one, you're the one, you're the one, young blood. Yeah, young blood, young blood. I can't get you out of my mind.
We're going to do a song here called If Nothing Else.
If Nothing Else, Jackie Stahl and the White Russians, right here.
That's right.
Motor Live Drive at 5.
to see you put your heart up on a shelf. And I know, lady, that you ain't been yourself. You've been mixing up the make-believe from real. Don't believe I know how you feel. You and I, we've seen better times. Hard to find something that you can get behind. You were more than a feather in my cap, and all the while you knew where I was at. You just picked yourself up off the ground. You know you still got time. Second chance, babe. Yeah, I. Well, here it is. You just pick yourself up off the ground. You know you still got time. You pick yourself up off the ground. You just make up your mind. You pick yourself up off the ground. You know you still got time. Still. Nothing such a fool.
What are we going to hear next?
Well, this here we'll do a tune that's off of that EP that we put out recently called Used. And this is a tune originally written and performed by a band called Morphine. It's called Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll maybe we'll tail off into some blues from there too, but
this is, we'll fit this one under indie rock or something as we hear Jackie Stahl and the White Russians.
Yeah,
right here.
Thursday in the afternoon for a couple of beers and a game of pool. We used to go to a motel across the street, and the name of the motel was the Wagon Wheel. So nervous, and I couldn't really quite relax, cause I was never really quite sure when her husband was coming back. One day she said, come on, she said, why don't you come back to my house? I said, my husband's out of town, you know, he's going to the end of the month. I was just so nervous, and I had to sing it twice, cause I was never really quite sure. Hey, yeah. They told her they think they know who you are. Well, her husband's a very violent and jealous man. Now I gotta leave this town, I gotta leave while I still care.
So while we've just about figured out first off, let me say thank you to Jackie Stahl and the White Russians for that great music. And fingers crossed for getting them on real soon with some more great music. So as I'm saying, while we just about figured out who's going to be playing the Super Bowl in 2016, we know who's not. But that means we have to call the beggars on the mat for their prediction that kind of went astray. What am I talking about? Well, let me let them explain it for themselves. And then you can take it up with them. Because I intend to.
Yeah, speaking of the Lions, they're going to win the Super Bowl in the year 2016. And this song is about that party in the year 2016. When the Lions win the Super Bowl. Called 2016.
All right, let's do it.
Cue.
Feel the pressure, 'cause in your mind. As you get older, you shrug your shoulder, you shake your head 'cause you're a proud man. Ooh, are you winking at me? Oh yeah, I like that so much. Putting out insanity at least for a little while. Coming closer, I got my eyes exactly on your results.
Yeah, that prediction didn't work out too well. That means we're going to have to bring the beggars back out here to speak for themselves. Let's see what they have to say about 2017. The rate the Lions are going. The beggars as cheerleaders? if you know the beggars, they would get out there and do that. Whew, boy. This would be interesting. Time to call him out. Oh my goodness. All right, folks. See you in 7 days. Joe Kidd and Sheila Burke. Soon. Take care. This has been the Hallmark. For me and the goth Billy Man and all of WHFR, take care of yourselves. From WHFR Dearborn, the only station making waves.
Your love will rot my brain.
Yes.
Times back then, she was in Nirvana, me was Judas Priest, and there, KK Downing Ring, got long nice and left to sacrifice a single, a pleasure to all, she found my switch and she turned me on, I had to face my own downfall. These clubs and feet do slide. Most say be aware of what confronts significance. It's a shameful, rocky ride. She screwed me up and then she let me down. I hadn't had no fighting chance. This dumb puzzle face, though, dumbfounded, finally found. Now looks like I'm in that trance. Yeah!
Soulmate.
Band soulmate. Basically. Yeah.
Okay. We love them, dudes.
All right. Well, let's get into another track.
Yeah, this one's on the new record as well. It is called High Heels.
High Heels.
Hey, why'd you treat your mother so mean? She raised you, gave you everything. And she told you that the good
girls, they don't lie. But I saw that broken heart when you turned up on the couch. Held on the couch. Got a man on my heels. Makes us seem so tall. Let's get up everywhere. About to fall. Stick them on my hands. Like I'm bleeding to call. If she should stumble, she will not drop on me. Why'd you treat your friendship so mean? Loads of fun, and they gave those memories. Yeah. Telling Kim, crushes and no secrets so deep. But I saw them flopping guns, designed to hurt about everyone. Oh, now check it out, it's true. She got a little my heels. Makes it seem so tall. Words get up everywhere. About to fall. Stick them on my hands. Like a blended car. In the shit still, but she will not drop on. Treat your mother so mean. She raised you, gave you everything. And she told you that the good of girls, they don't lie. But I saw that it broke a heart when you turned up unkind. She got a little my heels. Makes her seem so tall. Let's get up everywhere. About to fall. Stick them on my hands. Like I'm bleeding to call. If she should still, will she? I will not drop on.
WHFR, in your room or in your car, WHFR, you're the best there are. Hi, this is James Kochalka, superstar, just calling to say thank you for helping me rock, and thanks for playing my album, Spread Your Evil Wings and Fly. You're awesome.
WHFR, Dearborn.
Computer Information Systems, Certificate in Web Technologies and Design.
Love to design stuff and play on the internet? Henry Ford College offers a one-year certificate program in web technologies and design. Advanced HTML, computer art, web authoring tools, and web multimedia are a few of the courses offered.
Computer Information Systems, Certificate in Web Technologies and Design.
The program is designed to prepare a student to take CIW Certificate Internet Webmaster exams.
For more information on CIW exams, log on to www.ciwcertified.com.
drop by the HFC Counseling Office or log on to the web at hfcc.edu.
Computer Information Systems, Certificate in Web Technologies and Design.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
With macular degeneration, you lose your central vision.